Hello and welcome to day 18 of our 21-day program. And today it's all about the art of reframing. Your experience of life is primarily affected by the meaning that you give it. And depending on the meaning that you give to situations or events, you will think, feel, and behave differently. Let me ask you a question. Are you a glass is half full person or a glass is half empty person? Some people will always manage to look at things in a positive way. These are the winners in life. They have an ability to frame any situation in a way that leaves them stronger and empowered. They can take a seemingly negative situation and reframe it to find a positive, and then they can take a positive situation and amplify it and use it as a resource for the future. Researchers in the relatively new science of psycho-cybernetics have found that the most powerful person in any group is invariably the most flexible. The individual who has the most ways of looking at things has the most choices, and hence the greatest possibility of controlling the outcome of any situation. Now please note, the art of reframing the world with a positive perspective is not about ignoring problems, but about having sufficient flexibility to give you more choices. You then have a better chance of solving the problem. Does that make sense? One of the most important secrets I've discovered when working with successful people over the years is that failure is an attitude, not an outcome. I've mentioned Thomas Edison before. Well, after the 1,000th unsuccessful attempt to invent the electric light, he was asked by a New York Times reporter, "Well, Tom, how does it feel to have failed 1,000 times?" And here's a classic example of reframing in positive perspective. Edison said, "I haven't failed 1,000 times. I haven't even failed once. I have succeeded in proving that those 1,000 ways will not work. When I've eliminated all the ways that won't work, then I'll find the way that will work." So above all, what Edison succeeded in doing was to frame his challenge in a way that helped keep him motivated. He was flexible enough in his thinking to give himself more choices. And you can give yourself that same flexibility. It was Napoleon Hill who said that every adversity, every failure, and every heartache carries within it the seed of an equivalent or a greater benefit. We live in a universe that operates by specific laws. Anytime you succeed in life, you align yourself with these laws. You align yourself with the flow. And people struggle because they are out of alignment with these laws. In life, people make many poor choices. We're always in a sea of opportunities, but it's what you do with those opportunities that determines your success or failure. We've all heard of the law of attraction. Well, the law of attraction brings into our life those things that are in alignment with our level of vibration, our habitual thoughts. It's an energetic thing. And there are many other universal laws. There's the law of polarity, and the law of polarity states that everything has an opposite, and with something amazing will come something of a challenge. The truth is, we attract and create every single situation in our lives. The good and the bad, the positive and the negative, but it's how we perceive these situations and whether we allow them to empower us or disempower us. Many people can turn a positive experience into a negative one because of their negative mental attitude. And society can often encourage us to be the victim. The winners in life are accountable and take responsibility for everything in their lives. They know that whatever you focus on will grow. And with the law of polarity, there is no day without night, no positive without negative. Every single thing has an opposite. That's why they say at times opposites attract. But we can use this law to our advantage by looking for something positive within all the challenges. Or as Napoleon Hill mentioned, within the adversity are the seeds of something great. We generally give something meaning by comparing it to something else. But change the meaning and you can change the energy of an event or a situation. We can begin to create a greater quality of life by choosing to focus on a different meaning to certain events. We take better control of our experiences. There are always at least two sides from which we can choose. But if you constantly focus on the downside, how productive is that going to be? It's when you get stuck in the negatives that things can really go in a downward spiral. Take certain situations in your life from the past that perhaps you consider to be bad. It could be a failed relationship, it could be a failed business. Perhaps you're holding on to resentment that doesn't serve you. Now stop and think for a moment. What is there that's good about those situations? It's definitely there, you just have to dig a little deeper to find it. What have you learned, or what have you learned not to do in order for you to grow and evolve? So once again, we can choose to focus on the thing that is going to most empower us, or we can choose the opposite and disempower ourselves. So anything you perceive as a negative, just shift your attention to what's really good about this. What is there to learn and grow from this situation? Now, whenever you set a loftier goal, do you really think that things around you can stay the same, with only that one part of your life improving? Well, of course not. That's impossible. As soon as you set a high ideal, you know the obstacles will appear, and things and people around you will begin to move and shift as well. All things must shift together. Sometimes we have to step far back from our screen to see the bigger purpose. That we live in an orderly, divine universe. Whenever you set a new direction in life, all things have to shift to support this. So you can't set huge, exciting goals, for example, to be a multi-millionaire and stay in the same line of work or the same circumstances. That's impossible. Every time you grow, you have to let go of something. And at times when things can seem very bad or extremely difficult, especially at the moment when you're stuck in them, when you're experiencing it, ultimately, these can be some of the best things that have ever happened to you. And often, significant breakthroughs can follow. So use this law to your advantage. Expect it when you set a higher intention. Have faith knowing that things are shifting, no matter how difficult, to support the realization of your goal, of your dream. And know that you can redirect your focus from getting stuck in the negative to focusing on what's positive about this. The good gardener knows that left to their own devices, weeds will grow on their own. And if you want to grow flowers, you have to constantly pull out those weeds to prevent them from choking the flowers. You also have to water and look after the flowers. In other words, you have to tend to your garden. So if you were to look inside a garden of your own mind, sure, there's weeds there. We all have those programs. There's nobody exempt from that. But can you look at the great things and really enhance those? Can you water the flowers? If you look for the weeds, you're going to find them because they are everywhere. But the more you water the flowers, the more you enhance the positive experiences inside of your own mind, the more you can look into your mind and those great things stand out as resources, then the more successful you're going to be, and the more those weeds will just die off for lack of attention. You see, we don't always need to attend to the weeds. Now, once again, please note, this is not about living in the clouds and sweeping issues under the mat. We're not talking about being delusional here. We're deliberately trying to focus on growing rather than dying. And let's face it, outside of our own mind as well, society is not exactly conducive to this way of thinking. We are forever surrounded by negative people who think in a negative way. We're always surrounded by potential problems. And then there's the media. Everything you look at in the news or the newspapers, it's all negative, negative, negative. Is that reality? Well, I don't think so. This is about becoming a mind master and giving yourself more choices. If you understand that all things work in harmony, when you become one directional, when you set a higher ideal, you'll understand that if an opportunity falls through, it's perhaps because there's an even better one on the way. But sometimes you just don't know why certain things really happen at the time. What higher level is at work? If you can trust in the wisdom of life and your higher self, you'll become a stronger person as a result. You'll become a master as opposed to a victim. You will polish up your weaknesses so that they become your greatest strengths. Resolve now to become a master of your own fate. Remember, the only person who can stop you is you.